Refugee advocates have expressed concerns about a bill introduced by the federal government that proposes temporarily banning some people from coming to Australia. The draft laws would amend the Migration Act, giving the Home Affairs Minister power to prevent individuals on certain classes of temporary visas from entering Australia for up to 6 months. Claire Sharp, the head of immigration at the Department of Home Affairs, has told a parliamentary inquiry there are very specific reasons why the federal government feels the draft laws are needed.
Each visa holder who's coming into Australia on a temporary visa must satisfy us that they are coming for a genuinely temporary purpose. We do have the ability to review that when they're offshore and on an individual basis. If we come to the view that the visa condition is not going to be satisfied, we could cancel the visa. However, we would need to do that currently on the current law, one by one, and it's very resource intensive. It's not possible for us to do that in a practical sense for a large group of people at the same time.
Refugee advocates have called on the government to withdraw the bill, saying they are concerned the ban could be used to stop people fleeing conflict from reaching safety, particularly Iranian and Lebanese Australians and their extended families, many of whom may hold tourist visas to travel for family events. The co-chief executive of the Refugee Council of Australia, Paul Power, says the proposed set of laws seriously undermines Australia's commitment to the principles of the Refugee Convention.